Hello, everyone. I'm Laura Dierda with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare podcast series as we discuss the current workforce challenges in healthcare, specifically around absence onboarding and filling vacant shifts. We are thrilled to be joined today by Tom Ross, co-founder and CEO at AndGo Systems, to discuss how AndGo is helping healthcare organizations address these challenges. Welcome to the podcast, Tom.
Thanks for having me on the podcast, Laura. I'm very excited to join and discuss these complex healthcare workforce challenges and that AndGo has been working on for a number of years now.
Fantastic. Well, with that, let's jump right into today's conversation. To begin, can you tell me more about the problem of absence onboarding? What are the factors driving this trend and how is this trend manifesting at healthcare organizations specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. So absence onboarding is a problem that certainly is not a new one, you know, particularly in healthcare. When we say absence onboarding, what we're referring to is the entire process of an employee communicating that they will be missing a scheduled shift. So either calling in or calling out sick, depending on geographically where you're located, how you refer to it. So once this happens, you know, what are the subsequent processes of filling the resulting vacancy? When you peel back the layers and actually look at it, it's quite shocking how manual the process is currently relied on to solve this process is, even with the more sophisticated health systems out there. Quite often it's managed via a post-it notes, what we call the sunflower approach. And what I mean by that is we've all seen it. You go into an office and you see a bunch of post-it notes around the edge of a computer, and it kind of looks like a sunflower over time. And so it's very reflective of large manual processes. You know, not only is this traditional approach highly manual and tedious, one of the many limitations is just this lack of visibility across the entire organization. And then that's something that we'll talk a bit more later, but that's become more and more important is getting a sense of, you know, what is the full picture of your employee absences organizational-wide or health system-wide. And then why that's important is you know, from the trends impacting this, like this problem has exploded because of these recent workforce trends. Workforce and staffing are commonly listed by sources such as Becker's, yourself, as well as the orgs we've talked to, is one of the top things keeping healthcare execs up at night. So, you know, in terms of the pandemic impact, it has only magnified things further. You know, just in terms of context, at the height of Omicron, one of our customers had 3,000 absences in a single day. So you can think of the tedious, laborious process to manually receive these and then jot them down on post-it notes and then inform and update the impacted stakeholders is just simply not sustainable. You know, so kind of to summarize, you know, there's an order of magnitude more absences and less employees to fill them. You know, the processes that are relied on to onboard and find these replacements for these absences is surprisingly still a very manual task. The reality is, you can't fill every one of these shifts. So in healthcare, you better be able to have line of sight into which ones are most critical to fill.
Yeah, absolutely. That is really such a challenging problem to have. And how can technology solutions help healthcare organizations solve this problem? If they can, how so?
Yeah, you know, the short answer here, Laura, is absolutely yes. Technology and software can help. You know, kind of just deconstructing the process, there are four main stages that occur from the point of receiving an absence call to finding a replacement to fill the vacant shift. You know, all of these stages involve several tedious, typically manual tasks that can be automated by software. You know, this process, one of our customers refers to it as death by a thousand cuts. A lot of little, small, tedious tasks that in and of themselves aren't that challenging to overcome, but when you're doing it 3,000 times in a day, they certainly amount to a massive headache. Where this becomes challenging in healthcare is that there's a lot of nuance and the complexity around organizational requirements, you know, ensuring you get the right person in the right shift. And so you just don't want to be in a situation where you're moving work around. You know, you've solved this problem, but by solving this problem, you've inadvertently created another situation that requires more manual input and effort. And so kind of looking at it comprehensively and being able to be flexible and accommodating enough to automate these tedious tasks in line with these requirements is basically eliminating them completely. You know, the other aspect here is you know, if you're only automating one part of those four different touch points that are created, you're just sort of speeding up a portion of the assembly line. And so this potentially could have cascading negative effects downstream. And so these are the things that you want to be aware of. And so, you know, in essence, this is a problem that's not unique to healthcare, but one thing that's magnified is the complex operating environment within healthcare, and then also just the high volume. You know, we're kind of in an interesting time where it's really unprecedented, the amount of absences that are occurring, and just the staffing levels that we have to fill them. And so, operating within these complexities, dealing with this volume, requires an elevated level of automation, and something at Ango that we refer to as intelligent automation.
Got it. And what do you mean by the term intelligent automation?
So it really speaks to more sophisticated, holistic approach, you know, that fits in line with organizational processes and requirements. You know, elevating automation's impact on eliminating tasks entirely, not just shifting the work around, kind of building on that idea that I mentioned earlier. So these complexities and the volume that healthcare requires, you know, you need to zoom out and not just optimize tasks, but automate workflows in line with your organization's rules and requirements. Intelligent automation provides more of a seamless, integrated workflow. But basically, I mean, the overall outcome here is we're all just trying to drive actionable decisions. You know, rather than adding another siloed system or workflow to your ecosystem, you know, is not the answer. It needs to fit in and be an extension and operate within. And so, you know, from an intelligent automation standpoint, you know, getting that visibility into all of the vacancies across an organization allows you to prioritize, get some insight and prioritize, you know, which ones are the most important, which ones need to be filled first. So basically, intelligent automation provides the means to enable that effective management of the real-time staff movement. You know, this is where we see organizations struggling. You know, the scheduling systems that are deployed really do a great job of setting and planning and creating the schedule. But as that date comes closer to the scheduled shift that's planned, and if there's any turnover and churn that occurs, the subsequent real-time movement of staff is really that challenge that we're honing in on. And being able to effectively manage it is a massive opportunity for these organizations to better utilize their existing resources.
So once an organization has a line of sight to absence across the organization, how can they actually use that information to fill the vacant shifts?
So, you know, great question. And it kind of comes back to that idea of being able to integrate directly with the core scheduling system. At Ango, we've integrated with a number of scheduling systems. UKG is one a lot of customers here probably have, or listeners probably have. And so what this enables is that, you know, with that absence coming in, there's built-in pre-configured logic within Ango that we can then map and update automated pay codes. Automate the changing of these pay codes. So the automation process has already started. You know, so that use case of that employee calling in sick, you know, depending on where they're calling in sick and the reason why, you know, behind the absence, we can then take that absence and update it automatically with the appropriate pay code and update the scheduling system right away. And so this certainly, you know, eliminates some of these manual tasks that go into supporting that initiative, but then also creates a ton of benefit down the road as being able to, you know, unlock and empower your administrative staff, your scheduling staff to focus on more value-added work. The couple of other elements that we look at in terms of onboarding a shift is a replacement required for the shift? You know, some of these units, some of the levels, you don't need a replacement. So, you know, what are the rules around that? And how can we action that automatically? You know, a lot of our customers, when we talk about sort of this holistic view, you look at that sunflower approach, and really it's sort of this siloed, fragmented approach where folks sort of view themselves kind of scheduling in the dark, you know, not being able to see that full picture. And so how can you make, you know, the best decision if you're only dealing with a sliver of the information in terms of those total absences that you have to fill? And so getting that visibility into that, having that holistic single dashboard, means that staffing units are able to identify, you know, different patterns. They're able to get that full, clear picture of demand across the org, not just in you know, the phone calls that they happen to be receiving, but everything, and then actually make real-time insights and using this data to sort of drive and prioritizing, you know, where to fill. And so, you know, you combine these insights with these configured workflows that update, I guess, the non-value added, right? Like receiving that sick call and you know, updating the scheduling system with the person and the shift that they're going to be missing and the corresponding pay code that should go with that. You know, software can do that. So now this frees up your scheduling staff's time to be able to unlock and focus and look at the data holistically and make, you know, informed decision-making around these efficient processes.
That's so helpful to know and think about. Now, do you have any stories you can share with respect to outcomes that your customers have seen from this technology?
Yeah, happy to share a few quick stories and anecdotal outcomes that we've experienced in the market. And so, you know, kind of first to understand some of the value that's here, let's understand the sort of the old process, the manual process of receiving that phone call, you know, manually updating schedules, manually informing impacted stakeholders, doing the subsequent call outs on a one-to-one basis, or maybe you're using WhatsApp Messenger or Facebook Messenger to alert people of vacancies. So, you know, typically what we see is that process, you know, start to finish, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes of effort per event, right? That's manual effort for your staff, your charge nurses, all that. And so we're able to reduce that down to 3 minutes, right? Like, so we can eliminate all that busy work around it so that these folks can come in, just add the value, strategically fill the shift with the most suitable applicant and carry on with their day. So that's sort of one of the big value points that we see. Additionally, too, you know, the way that folks are calling in and the way that they're being, you know, notified of available vacancies, it's all really standardized. Like the process is standardized and it's completely transparent. And what I mean by that is that every action is logged, accessible, viewable by all the impacted stakeholders. So employees can see what's happening in real time to the shifts that they're being notified for the shifts that they're applying for. And this transparency just does wonders in terms of building trust between your employees and your scheduling system in your organization. And so, you know, this certainly leads to an increase in satisfaction. And then of course, too, this also provides, this solution provides a lot of flexibility. And you know, flexibility is the new currency when it comes to, you know, working with your staff and creating that positive environment. And so, you know, being able to give them the ability to engage on their schedule easily, you know, making it more accessible, certainly helps with that. You know, a couple of the other things too is like one thing I think that's pretty telling is that at Ango, you know, we've been around since 2014, and over that time we have 100% customer retention rate. Just sort of shows sort of the stickiness of the problem. Similar to, like, you know, once you start with email, you're not going to go back to writing letters. And then similar to this, it's like, you know, like if you're automating these processes and work these different steps for absence onboarding, you're not going to go back to a manual way. You're just not once you've sort of seen the light. So I think that's pretty powerful there. You know, specifically, so our very first customer, the problem that they were solving was that every day they had 300 unplanned absences, and each and every day, in their words, was Groundhog Day. You know, they had 300 unplanned absences. They would receive those phone calls, they would update the scheduling system, and then they'd get on the phone to try to find people to work. And they never got to the end of the list, right? There was always just, they didn't have enough capacity to get through it. So it just over and over, it kind of happened. And so with Ango, what we're able to do is sort of just unlock that efficiency, you know, automate all those tedious tasks and elevate just the level and caliber of work that they're doing there. And so, just a big result there. And I think one of our customers said it best. You know, you need a new perspective fueled by automation and data. You know, basically, you know, you can't hire your way out of this, and you can't buy your way out of this, which I thought was pretty astute in terms of that. So it's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the kind of things that really get us excited about the results that we're providing for our customers is just removing some of the strain and stress on employees, on healthcare employees. Now, if you think about, like, giving your nurses 20 to 25% of their day back, what is that going to do for improving patient care? What is that going to do for delivering services? And you know, subsequently, if you have a better way to leverage your existing staff, you know, getting to those outcomes, what is that going to do from a percentage standpoint in terms of, you know, filling more critical shifts? And then also, with your internal resources, so you're maybe is not dependent on those external resources. And so, you know, Ango is not more nurses, we're not more staff, but we certainly enable our customers to leverage their existing resources more effectively. You know, by automating these processes, you can then notify and alert folks in real time of these subsequent vacancies and giving them flexibilities to to show up. And so that's, it's just something that has like an astronomical impact directly on our customers' bottom line, which is pretty exciting, you know, in terms of quality of life and improving care, and then ultimately, you know, driving operational efficiency.
That is exciting to hear. Now, what does the change management process look like for healthcare organizations that are looking to adopt this type of solution?
So, you know, change management is certainly something that's very crucial with any project in healthcare. And then, I mean, there's a lot of folks out there, you know, like the keyword transformation has kind of become a scary one, like especially since just, you know, the exhaustion that folks are feeling. But, you know, the reality is that the healthcare industry is in crisis mode, particularly with respect to workforce. So when we think about transformation, the real risk lies with status quo. So when we have that kind of comparison to kind of work back and forth on, it's like, well, inaction is more dangerous than action in this case. And so, you know, a couple of things too from our standpoint, you know, we've been doing this for a long, long time, and we certainly understand, you know, healthcare's unique ecosystem. So I think that's certainly an integral part of all this. Ultimately, from like a change management standpoint, no matter how big or how small the change, you have to have an effective plan in place. I think what's proven out most effective for us is just, you know, identifying strategies and methods that basically map to what we call quick wins. So these are the you know, your users. Put yourself in their shoes and ask, you know, what's in it for me? And, you know, being able to quickly provide and deliver value for them, it certainly drives adoption and uptake, which is incredibly important. You know, beyond those quick wins, obviously, like what's the medium-term gains and the long-term value for healthcare customers? I think obviously having alignment on KPIs, like understanding the reason behind this and then the desired outcomes, you know, from the onset, certainly helps with all this. You know, one thing too about Angle, which is kind of interesting, is that adoption is not a barrier like you see in other software projects. You know, the frontline employees, the schedulers, your managers, you know, they're desperate for tools that make their lives easier. And in saying that though, you know, to my earlier comment, you don't want to just introduce another siloed technology that they have to actively engage in it. I think, you know, kind of integrating into the ecosystem, integrating it directly, naturally into their workflows is going to make their lives easier. It improves, you know, their workflow and their work life. The other thing too is like when we talk about communication, we talk about, you know, notifications and responding to this is technology that they're familiar with in their everyday lives in many other aspects. And so, you know, being able to integrate directly into our customer scheduling platform, behaving as a seamless extension of the existing environment, and then just not basically a shiny tool that will sit on a shelf, right? Giving folks the flexibility to engage with their schedule, engage with these absences, is certainly something that is being sought out and expected almost from your employees at this point. And so, you know, I certainly don't mean to minimize, you know, the change management. There's always a bit of a lift when it comes to process improvement. You know, but at the same time, we have the deep domain of expertise in this area. And the bigger thing too is like there's never been an easier time. And what I mean by that is that each day that you wait, you know, it builds up. And so it's never going to get easier. And the pain points and the plan from that you're currently experiencing is simply not working. And so this is something that we can help with and make huge improvements on today. So that's really kind of our approach to change management and how we've seen it be effective.
That's really great to hear. And finally, before we wrap up here, what's next for ANGO?
Yeah, so you know, what we talked about here today, Laura, it really kind of centers around this whole shift filling automation piece, which is incredibly important and valuable for our customers. You know, one thing I will say though, like as good as this technology is and the value that it provides, one limitation is that it is reactive. It is dependent on an employee calling in sick to trigger these workflows. And so, you know, where we're looking at this is like, well, how do we become more proactive? How do we start to predict when these events are going to occur, but more so importantly, predict how your available staff are going to respond to these changing needs? Obviously, there's a ton of great work being done in the space as far as, you know, predicting and analyzing and developing sort of those optimal staffing levels. And that's fantastic and that's great. Where I think ANGO can add to the conversation and where we're planning to add to the conversation rather is is around that predicting that real-time movement of your staff, specifically around, you know, the response to these changing needs as they emerge. You know, a lot of our managers that we work with, again, kind of going back to that earlier comment, it's like scheduling in the dark. And it's like, oh, I have a float pool of 50 people, yet how am I not filling this vacancy? And if we kind of look at the data, well, we can say, well, of the 50 people you have in this float pool, you know, perhaps maybe 25 of them aren't active and don't pick up shifts in your unit. Maybe further evaluation, you can see that 10 folks are working and five aren't, or 10 folks are working and five are on vacation. So you only have an available pool of 10. And so is that going to be enough to fill a vacancy? And so sort of just driving those data insights, you know, to kind of uncover what that right staffing mix is. And more so, again, this is focusing on the response to these changing needs. So becoming predictive and sort of proactive to complement this shift filling process that we provide. And, you know, the other aspect here, too, is sort of this reality that, listen, not every shift is going to get filled. You know, that's something that has become very clear here recently. And so given that this is the reality, well, ANGO could perhaps act as that bridge into those labor pools. You know, I know organizations are set up and sometimes those traveling nurses are directly in the system. But for those one-offs where you need to go, you know, externally, you know, from an open offer standpoint to other labor pools, well, ANGO can act as that bridge. You know, so at the end of the day, with ANGO, we're filling every one of your shifts. You know, first thing we're going to do is optimize and drive, you know, internal utilization of your existing resources. Hopefully that ultimately leads into a lesser dependence on external resources. Second, we're going to use the data to get out in front of this, to take a look, you know, at the different items in terms of like what are those problem areas that are coming up? How we can respond to them ahead of time instead of sort of in that day of moment. And then finally, you know, once that's all done and been optimized and resources have been exhausted and there's still vacancy there, being that seamless integration into those labor pools so that you always have the option, you always have the ability to go and find someone to come in and work is a sort of that next step. And so ultimately what that provides is that, you know, ANGO is going to give you that ability to fill every one of your shifts. So that's kind of where intelligent automation is headed. And then, you know, we're constantly evolving our product suite. You know, this is lockstep with the trajectory of ANGO at an organizational level. And you know, ultimately, we've had tremendous growth in the last, you know, 2 years here, just in response to the significant demand for these types of solutions, just given the environment that everyone's operating in. So yeah, that's a little bit about where we see sort of those future horizons.
And that's so helpful to know and think about. Thank you, Tom, for your time and insights today. We also want to thank our podcast sponsor, ANGO Systems, for engaging content. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.